You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I'm back. Rodriguez for Black and White Sports. Well, this may be one of only four times all year I'll use CNN as a source for a video. I believe the other three times was also for Brittany Griner. Earlier, I did another video kind of peeling back the curtain on these horrible prison conditions that Brittany Griner is probably having to deal with right now. And I mean, they're really bad. And unfortunately for her, we got some news here that is very telling of the fact that she's not getting out of Russia this year. It's not going to happen. The Kremlin has decided there will be no negotiations for a potential prisoner swap before the end of 2022. Wow. So Brittany Griner is going to be stuck in that hellhole of a penal colony for quite some time, no matter what. Kremlin says it will not engage with the U.S. on prisoner swap talks before the end of the year. Wow. The Kremlin said on Thursday that any details of prisoner swap discussions with the United States will not be publicly disclosed, and that Moscow is not planning on engaging with the Biden administration before the end of the year, according to Russian state media. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said the Kremlin considers it unnecessary to publicly discuss the details of prisoner swap negotiations between Russia and the U.S. State news agency TASS reported, quote, "We do not talk about this. We urge everyone to be silent on the subject. Such matters can only be discussed in silent." So they're warning the Biden administration to shut up again, because it seems they can't when it comes to saying where they stand on these potential negotiations. This comes weeks after hopes were raised for a potential prisoner exchange between Russia and the United States that could free two detained Americans, when Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov said he foresaw the swap talks one day becoming a concrete agreement. The Biden administration has been in talks with the Kremlin regarding a potential prisoner swap of U.S. women's basketball star Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan. So unfortunately, Paul Whelan won't be coming home before the end of the year either. While Russia has been negotiating for the release of Viktor Bout, a convicted arms trafficker serving 25 years in a U.S. prison sentence in the United States, according to state media, the potential prisoner swap is being negotiated through the special services of Russia and the U.S., according to Russian state media. CNN reported in July, Russian officials also requested that Vadim Kazkov, a former colonel from the country's domestic spy agency, be included in the U.S. proposed swap of Bout for Griner and Whelan. So there's your Russian scumbag to be named later. According to multiple sources familiar with the discussions, Griner was transferred to a penal colony in Yavis in the Western Russian region of Mordova in November, sparking concerns about her health and well-being. Here's a little side note to that, folks. They moved her and did not tell the United States for like 2 weeks. Yeah, that whole time that everybody wondered where she was, like she was en route. No, she had been moved. They just didn't tell the United States that they had moved her already. Just found that out a little earlier, too. While conditions vary among Russian penal colonies, political prisoners are often placed in harsh conditions where they are subjected to solitary confinement or punitive stays in psychiatric units, the State Department Human Rights Report says. In October, Griner lost her appeal against her 9-year sentence, and we all know she was detained because of cannabis oil and vape cartridges. Mordova is the same region where Whelan is being held. The former U.S. Marine is serving 16 years in a different penal colony. Griner's detention has raised concerns about her being a political pawn. Well, I don't know about that, but she may be partially a political pawn. But she, look, it's already been reported that she is in the harshest penal colony that there is in that region and probably in all of Russia. From some reports we've done, and there's been a lot of word about the inner workings of these prisons and how bad this could really be for her. And this is, you know, for Paul Whelan, for Brittany Griner, this is terrible news that it doesn't look like any negotiations will be ongoing before the turn of the new year, and that they're still pissed that this is getting out in the public by way of the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, and the Biden administration, because, look, they talk pretty publicly about this, and they've been told by the Russians to stop doing that. But Biden is trying to get a political win out of Brittany Griner. Make no mistake, by the way, the Russians know that. That's why they suspended everything prior to the midterm elections. Russians has come out and said, this Brittany Griner situation will not be a political win for Joe Biden. Are the Democrats in the midterms? Interesting. Very interesting. Again, if Trump was president, she would long since have been home. Make no mistake. If they would have even nabbed her, who knows? Peace. I'm out. Till next time. Black and White Network supporters, make sure you go over and check out the Black and White Network merchandise store. 25% off USA First. 25% off USA First. Go now.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.